All right, so today we're diving into, wow, that's a bit of a heavy one.
Oh.
Yeah, Ecclesiastes. And here's the thing, we're coming at it from a totally secular angle.
Interesting. I mean, that book always felt kind of different, even within the Bible.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so interesting to look at, outside of a strictly religious context. I mean, it's pretty bleak, right? Vanity of vanities, a whole thing.
Yeah, that's the teacher's big takeaway, isn't it? Like this huge existential crisis playing out on the page.
Totally. He's not giving us commandments or anything. He's grappling with, like, the meaning of life, if there even is one.
Right. If everything is temporary, does any of it matter? That's a pretty heavy question to be asking in a supposedly holy book.
Right. Like, you've got all these stories about creation, miracles, a loving God,
Yeah.
and then you get Ecclesiastes just dropping this bomb about everything being meaningless. It's kind of jarring.
Well, it's that contradiction that makes it so fascinating, I think, especially from a secular perspective. Well, it throws a wrench in the whole idea of a divine plan, right? If God created everything with a purpose, why is the teacher so bummed out?
It's like he's seeing all this beauty, all this complexity in the world, but it's just not doing it for him.
Yeah, and it's not just the meaning of life he's questioning. He seems to contradict other parts of the Bible too, like the value of wisdom and
Oh,
knowledge.
yeah, how so?
Well, in Proverbs, for example, wisdom is this treasure, something to be sought after. But in Ecclesiastes, the teacher says, yeah, wisdom and knowledge are helpful, but they don't solve the big problem.
The problem of, well, basically, existing.
Exactly. He even says, and I'm paraphrasing here, the more you know, the more you suffer.
Oof, so much for the pursuit of knowledge, huh?
Right. It really makes you think, what's the point of learning and exploring if it just leads to more heartache?
It's a tough one. And then there's the whole moral ambiguity of the book. Like, the teacher almost seems to be saying, hey, just enjoy life. Don't sweat the consequences too much.
Oh, yeah, that's a tricky one. He's all about embracing the good things in life, food, drink, love.
Right, eat, drink, and be merry kind of vibe.
Exactly. Which, again, goes against a lot of other biblical teachings that emphasize self-control and living a righteous life.
So how do we make sense of that? Is he saying there's no point in being good?
I don't think so. I think, and this is where it gets interesting for us today, it's more about challenging those easy answers, the black and white thinking.
So he's pushing us to figure things out for ourselves, to define our own morality.
I think so. Like, look at the story of Job, right? He stays faithful to God even when everything is falling apart.
Yeah, classic tale of enduring suffering.
Right. But the teacher, he's suggesting that sometimes bad things just happen.
No grand plan, no ultimate reward.
Maybe not.
And his view of the natural world is, well, let's just say it's a bit different from ours today.
Yeah, he talks about the sun, the wind, the rivers, as if they're these eternal, unchanging forces.
He didn't have the benefit of, modern science.
Exactly. We understand the universe is constantly evolving, expanding, but for him, it was this fixed backdrop.
So, okay, we've covered a lot of ground here, but I think the big question is, why should we care? This guy lived thousands of years ago. Why are his ramblings relevant to us?
Because even though his world was so different, his struggles were surprisingly relatable. I mean, we still ask the same questions, right? What's the point? What's it all for?
The meaning of life and all that.
Exactly. And I think the teacher reminds us that it's okay to not have those answers.
Maybe the searching is what matters.
Could be. And also, maybe there's something to be said for just enjoying the simple things, even when everything feels uncertain.
Like, find the good stuff in the midst of it all.
Yeah, maybe that's a kind of wisdom too.
That's a great point. So, I guess that leaves our listeners with something to think about. If everything we do eventually fades away, does that make our choices more meaningful or less so? It's a tough one for sure.
Definitely something to ponder.
Thanks for diving into this with me. It's been, well, thought-provoking to say the least.
My pleasure. Always interesting to explore these ancient texts, especially from a new angle.
And thanks to everyone listening. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.